Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So love ye the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may come in. Good morning, Shabbat Shalom to each and every one of you out there on this morning. If for those of you that are listening by way of radio or internet or whatever platform you are tuning in from this morning, I just want to say a blessed good morning to each and every one of you. May the blessings of the Lord find you where you're at and come upon you and overtake you and leave with you a bountiful blessing. All right, so today I'm bringing a word to you, and the word is entitled, I Know Who Has the Keys. I Know Who Has the Keys. So if you're heading somewhere, and if you're hoping to get through that gate, if you're hoping to get into that place, you better know who has the keys to let you in. I am so grateful on today that I know who has the keys. And if you don't know who has the keys, then here I am. I'm bringing it to you on today. So there will be no excuse. I want you to know that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and those that are alive and those that has been dead will be resurrected when they hear the sound of the trumpet, when they hear the shout of the Lord. So, guess what? How will you get to that place if you don't know who has the keys to let you in? So here we are today, and I want to bring your attention to the book of Revelation chapter 1, reading from the verse 17. And this is what it says. For those of you that, I know a lot of people are terrified when it comes to the book of Revelation, but Revelation reveal what is to come, all right? And John was in the Isle of Patmos when the book of Revelation was revealed unto him. And he said in verse 17, he said, when I saw him, and he's talking about the Messiah, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And behold, the key of death and Hades. So he was showing to John, I have the keys. I went to Hades and I took the keys from Lucifer. Come on now, people. He has the keys. The Messiah has the keys. Trust the one with the keys. Come on now. He said, write therefore what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later. The mystery of the seven stars that you have seen, John, it's about the seven churches. All right, so he has the keys. He has the keys of death, and he has the keys of hell. And I've got news for you. He also have the keys for all the churches. He will take a remnant out of a remnant. So I ask you the question today, do you know who has the keys? It's not your friend that you put your trust in. It's not Lucifer that some of us tend to listen to. He rises up in our flesh, and we see the works of the flesh manifest, and the work of the flesh manifests itself in so many different ways, in so many different shapes, in hatred, in maliciousness. people that are not merciful, people that are not kind. And hear what the word of the Lord said. The word of the Lord is so clear about these things, that he that doeth these things, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He has the keys. He will determine who he will let in and who he will say, depart from me. Who will he say to, depart from me, I know you not. Be on the right side. Be on the side where you can see him as a smiling savior and not as a frowning judge. I want to follow the one with the keys. Come on now. When you are chosen, when you are chosen by the king to captain his army, you will receive authority by whatsoever symbol or power the king uses. So guess what? When we go forth as believers, we go forth in the authority of the Messiah. When the enemy see us, we need to put up the authority of the king. As a matter of fact, by the way we speak, by the way we dress, the enemy will know who we are, and the enemy will be afraid of us. The Lord said to Peter, Peter, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Whatsoever you have loose on earth, it will be loose in heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth, Peter, it will be bound in heaven. This is the kind of authority that the king has given to us. He can afford to give us this kind of authority because he owns the key. He owns the keys to everything, death and hell. Yes, sir, he has the keys. I know who has the keys. Do you? In the book of Isaiah 22 and the verse 22, it tells us, then I will set the key of the house of David on his shoulder. When he open, no one will shut. And when he shuts, no one will open. Let me tell you something. It is what the Lord say that it is. And if he has given you authority, if you have opened your heart, and if you have received him, and if you have confessed him to be your Lord and Savior, then let me tell you something. He has given you power. He has given to you dunamis power. Use that power and begin to shut down the negativity that are around you. Shut down the negativity in your life. Whatever you hear in the realm of your spiritual walk, whatever you hear that is not properly aligned with the word of the Lord, you have the power to shut it down. When you are sick in your body, you have the power to shut it down, because whatsoever you loose on earth, it will be loose in heaven. The question is, do you believe the man with the keys? Do you believe the man with the keys? Come on now. When he shut it up, can no one opens it. Come on. Believe God with me. In the book of Revelation 9 and the verse 1, then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven which has fallen to the earth, and the key of the bottomless pit was given to him. There is coming a time. There is coming a time when the fifth angel will make a sound. Come on now. It says a star from heaven will be fallen to the earth, and the key of the bottomless pit was given to him. Now when you read in the book of Revelation, you understand the things that are in the bottomless pit. Come on now. There are some creatures that you don't want to come face to face with. So I want to say to you, follow the man who has the keys. The Bible told us that when the bottomless pit was open, how these creatures came out and how they were dressed like soldiers of war. They have hair long like women, and their tails were like the tail of a scorpion. And they began to hurt men. When we are disobedient to the word of the Lord, when we have not listened to the voices of the preachers and turned from our wicked ways, I know that we are facing we're living in a pandemic, and people are scared, and people are wondering, when will this be over, and what next, and what has brought this upon our nation? Well, let me tell you something. When we as a people refuse to listen and turn from our evil way, then we leave ourselves open for anything to happen to us. But there is hope. There is hope. It's not just a punishment for disobedience. I want you to know, if you're under the hearing of my voice, that there is hope. There is hope. And the hope lies in the word of the Lord. If my people that are called by my name, saith the Lord, if they would humble themselves, if, there goes the stipulation, if they would just humble themselves, if they would seek my face, if they would pray and turn from their wicked ways, the Lord said, I will hear and I would heal the land. The question is, are we praying? Are we seeking God's face? And are we making a turn from the things that we are doing that we know in our hearts are not pleasing to the Lord? When God created man, he breathed into man. God breathed life into man. God breathed spirit into man. And so we have what we call a conscience. We know when we have done wrong. We know when our ways are not pleasing. There is something that innate within us. There's something that ignites within us. There is something that testifies on the inside that you have not done well. You have not done well. Can I entreat you today? Can I minister to that part of you today? Because man is not just flesh. We are also spirit. We are also soul. Can I minister to your spirit? Can I minister to your soul? If you know that you have not been doing right, lying, stealing, cheating, cussing, swearing, you name it, the list goes on and on. If you know these things, won't you turn from your wicked ways? And won't you say, Lord, help me. I have confessed my sins and I have confessed my transgression. Heal me. We all as a people need to cry out for forgiveness of our wrongdoings so that God can heal the land, so that he can open for us the doors that are shut so that he can open for us the gates. We have so much expectations. So many of us, we desire a better life. We want more. It might be that new house that you desire. It might be that car you desire. This pandemic might have taken your job from you, and you just want so much more. I've got news for you that the Lord has the keys to everything. He has the keys to this life and the life to come. What will you ask? What will you ask him to do? First, I want to entreat you. Said, Lord, forgive me. I am wrong. I have sin. And for those of us that think to ourselves that we are in a good place with God, and you know, we have done the right things. We have paid our tithes and we have sown our seeds. Listen. We are a part of our body. And if any part of the body is sick, all of the body is sick. Because you see, when your hands hurt, it is your eyes that does the crying. Come on now. So when we pray, let us not exclude ourselves. Even if you deem yourself to be upright, if you deem yourself righteous, let us all pray and let us all say, Lord, we have sinned. This whole nation have sinned against you. Forgive us, Lord. And let us change our ways. And let us watch God heal the land. I don't know about you, but enough is enough. And I'm ready for a change, Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for this pandemic to be over. I don't know about you, but I have families. Like I told you 2 weeks ago, I have families that have been affected. I have family members right now in the hospital. I am ready for this pandemic to cease. And the question is, what will it take? What will it take? And here's another question, what next? We don't know. We don't know. But one thing we do know, we know who has the keys. We know who has the keys. Look at the book of St. Matthew 16 and the verse 19. He said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. This is what he said. I will give you. And why? Because Peter recognized who the Messiah was. When you recognize who he is, and when you're not afraid to confess who he is, you too will receive the key. Do you know why? You serve the King. You serve the King. You carry that emblem of authority. You carry it. Can I tell you? It's in your mouth. It is in your mouth even as we speak. As you listen, don't change the dial. Don't log out. Heed my voice. Death and life is sitting under your tongue. And based on what you are speaking, determine whose authority you're under. Are you under the authority of the Messiah? Or are you under the authority of Lucifer? Because when you begin to speak negatively, it tells us, it shows, it reflects whose keys you carry. I carry the keys of the Messiah. He said to Peter, I will give to you the key. And what you loose, in other words, what you say, that's what will be recorded. And I wish to God that we would put more energy in saying the right things versus how we put more energy in just saying the wrong things. Can you just say today, I will survive this? Can you say today, this nation is healed? Can you say today that even though I am sick, I am feeling that pain, I know I am healed? I share this with you. I have been counseling a couple for about 3 weeks now. And to my surprise, in the last session I had with this couple this week, the wife said to me, Dr. Peart, I know you from a while back. And I said, really now? How do you know me? The woman said, a long time ago, you came to a women's conference and I heard you as you minister to the wives. And I said to myself, this is the woman that is going to help me one day in getting my marriage on the right track. This has been years ago. Somehow, this couple came to a place in their marriage where they have decided that divorce is now the answer. They have gone to several counselors, but met someone that has close relationship with me. And the person told them, do not file that divorce until you speak to a woman by the name of Dr. Peart. If she can't help you, then go file that divorce. Don't you know, this is the same woman who opened her mouth and declared years ago that I believe that this is the woman that is going to help me to put my marriage back on track. This is how long this marriage have been deteriorating. And guess what? It is happening even as I bring this word to you. Now I ask you, what will you speak? The key is under your tongue. What will you speak? And will you escape the judgment? Will you escape the wrath of God to come? I beseech you, by the mercies of God, turn from your wicked ways and begin to speak over your life. Begin to pray. You might say, but I don't know how to pray. Who says you have to know how to pray? God is our ultimate Father. Just talk to Him. Tell Him, I don't know how to pray, but I hear that. I heard that if I talk to you, that you'll listen, regardless of how eloquent I may sound or not sound, for you are God. I am a sinner. I have wronged you. I have wronged my fellow men. Help me, Lord. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. You can tell Him, put your spirit in me. Put your spirit in me. In the book of Psalm chapter 15, or should I say the division of Psalm 15, it says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Listen to verse 2. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Now I love that. Speaketh the truth in his heart. Speak the truth. Just do the right thing, even for once, by saying, I am a sinner. I have done some evil things. I have done wrong. Save me. Save me. Save me. Can I tell you that if you want to be saved, you can be saved. If you want to be saved, you can be saved. The division of Psalm chapter 16 said, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thus art my Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee. But the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. God delights in the saints. So let us pray for deliverance. Let us pray for healing. Let us pray for a yoke-breaking deliverance. He has the keys. Speak it. It's under your tongue. He has given it to you. God bless you. Until next time, be safe, be courageous, and continue to be positive.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us
at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-9-